Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to another episode of the Insanity Room. I'm your host, T. Insane. I'm here today with my nigga, Dave Wright. Yeah. And I got my other partner. Introduce yourself to the world, people.
That's Bump. Bump to the Dump.
A.K.A. Bump.
All right. We having an in-depth discussion on, let's say, race and race relations. Because we was out here talking about the black race versus the Latino race, put it like that. You know what I'm saying? How they don't consider themselves niggas and blacks, but the police consider them niggas and blacks. You feel what I'm saying? So if they're not white, then you're not right. That's the way they look at it. You feel what I'm saying? So I don't understand the fact that people don't like black Americans. Now, you being of Jamaican descent, you can, you know, kind of elaborate on that. Why you think other black Americans don't like, other black races don't like black Americans?
Well, that's a big question, bro. Because I don't have no problem.
No?
With black people, period.
I know, but...
But a lot of Americans, at least from what I see, going to college here, they're not raised like us.
Okay.
So you know what I mean? They deal with appearance different. They do everything different.
They lifestyle different from our
lifestyle is different. And they a lot of them don't work. A lot of them sell drugs. I mean, it's not because they want to. Most of the time, they are put into that situation where it's either that or you're dead for hungry.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like Jamaica. It's the same thing.
Right. But they look at what you see on TV is what you think and you see as a black person in America until you get here and you see us. You feel what I'm saying? Now you understand what the struggle is. You feel what I'm saying? Because think about this here. Other races, and I'm going to say races, I'm going to say skin categories, because we all one race. We the human race. You feel what I'm saying? So we can't... all that is ID color, my dude. That ain't, you know what I'm saying? You can't consider me a different race because of my skin color. I'm still a human. And there's one race, the human race. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, saying this here, bro, like, you think about the different people they have up here in Houston, all the different backgrounds, you know, Africans, Latinos, blacks, Jamaicans, we got a whole ethnic background up here. So why we all can't get along the way we need to get along? You know what I'm saying? Think about it, you know what I'm saying? Think about how we get along as a society. Fucking Latino people, they don't really like black people like talking about.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
And they stick with their own people.
Yeah, but we all...
build that one community and them don't reach out.
Right, and try to, you know what I'm saying? I guess
it's some of them, because you see, like the commissioner we have here, Acevedo.
Yeah.
He's Latino.
Okay.
And the best blood commissioner them ever have.
All right, now I see.
He's a genuinely good man, you know what I mean?
Right. So.
And he's Hispanic.
Yeah, but the race don't make you, well, I keep saying race, but your color, your skin category don't make you good or evil, you know what I'm saying? It just got to be in you, no matter what. Yeah, your ethnic background is, you know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, you know what I'm saying? I think people look at us in a way that they shouldn't look at us, you know what I'm saying? Is see us in a certain light that shouldn't be seen.
Them defined by your color.
Yeah, but the thing is, the color is not the stigmatism we got to get over. We have to get over the fact that we're all the same people.
Yeah.
We're just in different backgrounds of life. Yeah. So you have people that feel like they're superior races. So when you come to the point of feeling like you're a superior color than I am, then we got a problem. Because if you go through the color manifestus, you know what I'm saying, from white to black, and the colors in between, you will realize black is the strongest color in the box. So you can't say who's the dominant race when it comes down to color, if you want to put it in race category, because black will always be the dominant color category. You know, You can take black and paint over anything and darken it out. You can't use other colors. You can't use other colors, you know what I'm saying, to cover up black. You would have to come with a primer and do all kind of other special stuff to cover up black. So, you know, black is strong. So I can understand the fear of black, you know what I'm saying? Because our genes are strong. If you let a black person touch any other race, you're going to know a black person been there. So I can understand the white man's plight of saying he's losing the battle of color. But there's no such thing as a battle of color. We're having a battle for basic human rights. And you're putting it into a color category. And that's the problem, because y'all don't want to look at it as us asking for rights and to live how we want to live. And then y'all put on TV that we lazy, we don't want work, we tan down the government. When that's not the truth, how are you going to tear down something that we built for free? You think about who built this country, and now we can't even benefit off it. Other people can come here and benefit off it. And then when we go to asking y'all to treat us fairly, we have a problem with that too. So what do you expect us to do when it comes down to being heard? Oh, they're rioting. They're tearing up the streets. They're setting fires. We need the Proud Boys. No, you know why we riding and we setting fires and. Well, I'm being honest, man. I'm only being honest. I'm only being honest. I'm just saying that the life that we live in ain't what's being projected on TV.
No.
You know what I'm saying? In order to get through to these crackers, I got to talk like these crackers. So. But yeah, back to being real, and you know, it's serious. You understand why we ride, because look how people get shot, man, and getting killed. And you look at something else on Facebook or on Instagram where there's an incident where the man is terrorizing the police and they don't do anything to him and take him down peacefully and all this good stuff, and he's not a person of color. So he doesn't deserve that. So this is what the fight is about. Basic human rights. It's not about black versus white. It's about black quality of life. If you don't have black quality of life, what's worth living for? Then you're going to give me a hard time living in a land that I built for free, my ancestors built for free. We had to fight for all the rights that you deemed that we had that we still don't have. You know what I'm saying? You busing people from one school to another school. The schools in the good neighborhood and I can vouch for this because I have lived on both sides. I have lived in the good neighborhoods where I live at now. And I have lived in the bad neighborhoods. The kids from the bad neighborhoods go to the good schools in the good neighborhoods. And the kids in the good neighborhoods don't want to go to that school because the bad kids go to that school. So you still keep them segregated. You know why? Because the white kids in that neighborhood is going to go to a Catholic school. The black kids in the good neighborhood is going to go to the public school. You know what I'm saying? So there's a different ethnic background going on. So you're still segregating people on your own little level. So this land is not designed for us to win. How could we win if we don't focus on the war at hand? And see, the war that we have going on is a war amongst ourselves. You know why? Because if we pull together, we can stop the government from hurting us. You think we don't have rights? We have lawyers now. We have doctors. We have inventors. Black people are the most strongest thinking people on the planet because we have to find ways around things. Let me take that back, because the Mexicans, Latinos, y'all right there too. Y'all be rigging up some stuff, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got a problem to take it to a Mexican. Let me see, man. Yeah, I got it. No problem. Leave it, Holmes. I got you. No problem. Be back. Like, put this on here. Done. Good. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. See? Just like that. So we got a lot in common. But what we not understanding is this life that we living in ain't a chosen life for us, man. We didn't choose this life. It's a life that was thrust upon us. And if you don't take initiative and try to live a better life in this life that we're living in, it's going to be a problem. So look, yeah, we about to get into, yeah, but I got to pay some bills, so I'll be back with the second half of the show. Y'all stay tuned, sit tight, and we'll be right back.
Fuck your mother.
Oh, I'm a mess right now, inside out, searching for a sweet surrender, but this is not the end. I can't work it out. How? Going through the motions, going through us. Though I've known it for the longest time, and all of my hopes, all of my words are all overwritten on the signs. When you're on my road, walking me home, 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 home. See the flame inside my eyes. It burns so bright. I wanna feel your love. No, easy, baby. Maybe I'm a lie. But for tonight, I wanna fall in love. Put your faith in my stomach. I messed up this time, late last night, drinking to suppress devotion with fingers intertwined. I can't shake this feeling now. We're going through the motions, hoping you'd stop. Though I've only caused you pain, you know, but all of my words were always below. All the love you spoke when you're on my road, walking me home, 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 home. See the flames inside my eyes. It burns so bright. I wanna feel your love. No, easy, baby. Maybe I'm a lie. Before tonight, I wanna fall in love and put your faith in my stomach.
Except for time wasted. A vision without action is merely a dream. It's the action, it's the grind, it's the hustle, it's the persistence.
In the car while roaming around, all my thoughts been roaming around. Where I come from, like a hole in the ground, feeling me still holding it down. Every car pass by with the music going loud while bumping, roaming around. telling me to make a hit, but I really don't get why they walked on roaming around.
Putting out my window, I see everything I dream about and wish I had. Everything I dream about and wish I had. Hustle, 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 play, take it. Ain't no time to kick it. Nothing come from sleeping but a dream. I'm going in. Hustle, 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 riding, riding. That's my true religion. Nothing come from sleeping but a dream. I wanna do it.
Light skin and I fight good, just like Muhammad Ali.
Gates,
jab nasty, hook good, just like Muhammad Ali.
Throw hands in my head. Cash,
hold up, out the streets, stay in the streets, all I can do is be me. With Flo Rida, nothing in common, I'm not a B.O.B. Hold up, hustle hard and I'm hands on, I'm a good guy that could transform. Then time I ain't asked for, still sending mail through the hatch form. Different city within the city, more overcrowded than an ant form. Look, don't try this at home.
Out my window, I see everything I dream about and wish I had. See everything I dream about and wish I had. Hustle, 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 play, take it. Ain't no time to kick it. Nothing come from sleeping but a dream.
I'm going in.
Hustle, 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 riding, riding. That's my true religion. Nothing come from sleeping but a dream.
I wanna do it.
I be loaded, thinking a condo.
Jizzle, wine.
Product of a broken heart, but pray, but just hope I don't. Choke what I'm smoking on, potent ocean grown, no cologne, I just rule.
Two-time convicted felon, dumb shit, yeah. Get at me.
This Luca Bryson right here talking, bitch, you know I got them rocks. I'm a shooter, with a shooter, whoa. I ain't never pay for that.
Shout out,
Young Money wanna sign
shout out.
My rap jacket too violent.
What that?
Bread 100 gang, that's Draco and Mize.
Out my window, I see everything I dream about and wish I had. See everything I dream about and wish I had. Hustle, 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 play, take it. Ain't no time to kick it. Nothing come from sleeping but a dream.
I'm going in.
Hustle, 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 riding, riding. That's my true religion. Nothing come from sleeping but a dream.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to the second half of the show. I'm your host, T. Insane. Back again with my boy, Dave. Better known as D-Bo. My roster firing brother. You know what I'm talking about? And we on a discussion of, you know, us as black people. But from different ethnic backgrounds. You know what I'm saying? How we look at each other as being a colored person, a person of color.
What's the word, myself?
Yeah, you see it? But I'm out here on location, and we, you know, I just want y'all to see. But like, as I promised y'all, you know, this is part of my journey. You know what I'm saying? This is somebody I'm meeting on my journey. As we journey through what my transition is, I had conversations with my wife, and, you know, things are being discussed. And we're moving to a certain point with our relationship. You know what I'm saying? But besides that, I'm still out here fighting a good fight, you know what I'm saying, our versus in racism fight, you know what I'm saying, and we got a lot of injustice going on. Okay, think about this here, my dude, what just happened with the guy getting shot, and he went at the police with the knife.
Yeah.
Now, what are your thoughts on that? Now, I'm gonna be honest, I'm looking at it on both ways. Now, if somebody come at you with a knife and you got a gun, what you gonna do?
Man, I shot them.
Okay.
But that mean, you know,
but that's you, right?
But, yeah, but according to what was said, they know it was a mental person.
He had
a mental issue, so they should have dealt with the situation differently.
Okay, so what that mean is they don't give a damn if you got a mental issue or not, if you're a person
of color. First of all, they shouldn't even been the one dealing with him.
Right. You were supposed to send the ambulance.
And they didn't even have tasers. Come on now.
Yeah, come on. That's the first thing you pull is a gun. You know what I'm saying? You don't try to tase him. You don't try to pepper spray.
And look how much gunshot them give.
Yeah. That's just like the guy they shot in the back all them times. You know what I'm saying? So if the system is designed for us to lose, what must we do to survive this system, dude? You know what I'm saying? We don't want to hear this here, but I'm going to say this here anyway, my nigga. It might cause a lot of controversy behind me saying. But we have to take that initiative, knowing that they out to hurt us, right? Knowing that they out to kill us. We have to prepare ourselves in every way to stop them from hurting us.
But we're supposed to know that from a long time.
No. Not saying we don't know when they're going to try to kill us. We don't know when they're going to try to attack
us. That's why you have to prepare.
Yeah, but you have to carry yourself in a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Okay, so you know the police going to stop you, right? If you know the police going to stop you, you can't be riding around with weed in the car, with sour bumping, guns on you. You know what I'm saying? Living.
Rocking.
Yeah.
But, yo, that's what I'm trying to tell you a while earlier, that certain niggas, not only niggas who... Latinos, them call police. You are driving with your car. I go. I make
buku noise.
Like it's a terrible yeah, place.
The Latinos got no, the race
call
sound.
Police, yeah, right. No call police for come like you.
Right.
Come on, man.
So, but they gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? But we give them opportunities already. They already looking for any opportunity they can to hurt
any
us, right?
Opportunity.
So we got to take the opportunities away from them to hurt us. So we have to learn their laws. We have to learn their loopholes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We can learn how to get over, but you don't want to get over. You want to be able to live right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I want the same rights that you have. I want to be able to tote my gun the same way you tote your gun.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be looked at in a clothes store the same way he be looked at in the clothes mm-hmm. store. So if I'm in a situation to where the police pull me over, should I be nervous or should I be able to be comfortable with the police pulling me over? I'm gonna be nervous. And why I'm gonna be nervous? Because of the color of my skin. I'm scared you're gonna do me something. Right, you know what I'm saying? Even if I don't have no drugs in the car, right, you might hurt me. So you have to understand the life that we live in as black people in America is different. You know what I'm saying? He sell drugs and this and that. Most of the people that's getting killed ain't got nothing to do with selling no drugs or nothing.
Don't even take that, bitch.
Right, you feel what I'm saying? So you look at how they're treating us versus to how we treating ourselves, put it like that. Because if we don't put a stop to what's going on, we're going to continue living in a destitution, living in destitution in this world that we built. You know what I'm saying? How you gonna work at a grocery store that you can't even afford to shop at? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Yeah, I work.
You see what's
think
going
think
on,
about buddy. It, man. You know what I'm saying? Are you working at a clothing store that you gotta go put the clothes on layaway because
you working in the work at Polo and
you can't buy the Polo. Right, you feel what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you a discount, but the discount is just a tax. Nigga, I can't afford to spend $100 on this bitch.
And you only take it on that check for 2 weeks.
Right, but think about this here. Your cologne costs $75 for a little bitty bottle, and you paying me $7.25 an hour to work in your store, $9 an hour to work in your store. Come
it
on, man.
It doesn't make up.
Yeah, so what could I do with this kind of money an hour? Not a goddamn thing. I can't live, I can't eat off of this here.
You can't pay a rent, nigga.
Right. So it's a struggle that we have to overcome as people. So we as black people got to come together and build our own wealth. You know what I'm saying? If we don't build our own wealth, we're going to stay in the same situation that we in. White people controlling everything because they got money. Okay, black people can control stuff if we can come together and put our money together and buy oil, buy stock, buy all the things we need to buy. No, because some black people don't want to see other black people doing good. And that's a stigmatism too, because it shouldn't be that way. We shouldn't feel like, oh, that nigga don't want to see me with nothing. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Me and you brothers, we going through the same struggle in life. I should want to see you.
You know how glad me to see a black man. I mean, you see a lot of Tyler Perry.
Right.
Glad me say, I'm not, I'm used to living in a car, nigga.
Right, so think about how happy, and if that give me inspiration. If he can do it, I can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Why wouldn't you not be proud of somebody like that?
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I'm doing my podcast, because I know one day, if I don't give up on me, somebody else going to believe in me too. But it take you believing in yourself to go a long, long way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Life done handed me a whole bunch of lemons, my friend. And I done made lemonade, lemon pies, and lemon slushies with them motherfuckers. And that's how I'm bouncing back. You feel what I'm saying? Now, I can, yeah, because you think about it. Everybody go through stuff. Mm-hmm. And on top of the personal stuff you're going through, you got to deal with the world stuff. But until next time, it's me, your boy T Insane, bidding y'all, you know, come to my shop at my website, Insanity Room Apparels. You know what I'm saying? Y'all join the Insanity Room Facebook group page. Come holler at the hashtag over page. Come buy some hashtag over stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I'm out, my boy. Am I doing the right thing?
All right. Until next time, I'll see y'all. Y'all have an insanity day.
Bless up.
All right, now.
You already know a body can't operate without a heart, you know what I'm saying? So if the heart stops and the street stops bumping, look. If you could catch me, not strapped, nigga, you could. Come out the house without the pistol, I wish I would. Haters in love will catch me slipping, but nigga, please. I know these streets too well, they a part of me. I'm a fool, I feel like I'm the best. I take your old lady, get my name tatted on her chest. I lead her ass so, I lead her pussy wet. I give her back to you, then move on to who next. I hold a block down, green, white, and brown. Cross Martin Luther King on Fiel Uptown. I live by the code, I die by the code. Don't rat, don't snitch, don't bend, don't fold.
Let's go.
When I was young, young man, I got lost in the streets. But now my heart in the streets, man, I'm the heart of the streets. When I was young, young man, I got lost in the streets. But now my heart in the streets, man, I'm the heart of the streets. When I was young, young man, I got lost in the streets. But now my heart in the streets, man, I'm the heart of the streets. When I was young, young man, I got lost in the streets. But now my heart in the streets, man, I'm the heart of the streets. All the hood niggas could feel me. And I ain't hard to find since I got money. The hood is where I still be. Post up, cigarette hanging from my lip. Glock in my pocket, you see it, I extended the clip. No joke, nigga, no game. Dog, it's all real with me, it's no plan. I walk it, I talk it, I play it how it go. Only three words I tellin' people is, I don't know. You say about this, you say about that. I heard nigga busted you and you ain't bust back. You say you sold this, you say you sold that. I did investigation, nigga, you ain't sold jack. What's that? When I was young, young man, I got lost in the streets. But now my heart in the streets, man, I'm the heart of the streets. When I was young, young man, I got lost in the streets. But now my heart in the streets, man, I'm the heart of the streets. When I was young, young man, I got lost in the streets. But now my heart in the streets, man, I'm the heart of the streets. When I was young, young man, I got lost in the streets. But now my heart in the streets, man, I'm the heart of the streets. Man, I sleep with the tigers, the bears, however you want it, believe that I could take it there. It's real in the field, dog. Kill it, be killed, homes. Papa get popped up, Walker get walked on. Steal it, be stole, dog. Pimper get pimped, nigga. Shaker get shook, dog. Flipper get flipped, nigga. Stepper get slipped on. Papa get popped up. Watch what you say on the phone, it could get you locked up. Shoot it, get shot, dog. Do it, get done, nigga. If you a man, always stand and never run, nigga. That's how I play. Man, just with G. If you ain't know, man, I'm the heart of the streets. When I was young, young man, I got lost in the streets. But now my heart in the streets, man, I'm the heart of the streets. When I was young, young man, I got lost in the streets. But now my heart in the streets, man, I'm the heart of the streets. When I was young, young man, I got lost in the streets. But now my heart in the streets, man, I'm the heart of the streets. When I was young, young man, I got lost in the streets. But now my heart in the streets, man, I'm the heart of the streets.
Yes, and motherfucking D, baby. B-Jizzle is the motherfucking heart of the streets. You understand me? The streets ain't popping without B-Jizzle, my nigga. Believe that. We was raised in the motherfucking streets. Far as I know, I was born in the motherfucking streets. Right there on the sidewalk, my mama went to lay. You understand what I'm saying? And you thought it was over with life after cash money? Oh no, baby, we coming right back at your ass, you understand me? And guess what? B-Jizzle a fool with it. Give him that work, and I bet you he know what to do with it. Come on, Jizzle.